Which brings us to the third and last part of Rinpoche's message. Radiate love. By love, Rinpoche means metta, or if you like, metta and karuna. The English word love, unfortunately, is ambiguous. It's grotesquely ambiguous. It can mean lust in the sense of sexual craving, as when we speak of making love. It can mean a sort of greedy liking, as when a teenage girl says, "Oh, I love chocolates." It can also mean natural affection, as when we speak of a mother's love for her child, or when we speak of brotherly love. Then there is love in the sense of romantic infatuation, which we could also call projective love, because in this case, in this kind of love, we project onto the loved person qualities which he or she does not really possess, or certainly not in the degree that we think they possess. This is what we call, in case you haven't tumbled to it, being in love. Finally, there is altruistic or sacrificial love. We don't, I'm afraid, have a proper word for this in English, though the authorized version of the Bible does refer to this when it says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friend." So it's important to distinguish the different meanings of the word love. Otherwise, there'll be confusion in our thinking, and probably confusion in our personal life as well. As I've said, by love, Rinpoche means metta, or maitri in Sanskrit. So when he says, radiate love, he means radiate metta, or radiate metta and karuna. And of course, this word metta, love, friendly love, in Pali, is cognate with mitta, or mitra in Sanskrit. A mitta, or mitra, means simply a friend, or friend, as I think almost everybody knows. Metta is thus the intense, non-sexual, altruistic, delighted affection that you feel for a friend. And it's love in this sense that Rinpoche is asking us to radiate. In other words, Rinpoche is asking us to radiate friendliness. He's asking us to develop an attitude of spiritual friendship. The importance of friendship, especially spiritual friendship, is, I'm sure you will agree, well understood in the FWBO. It constitutes one of the cornerstones of our movement. Just a few months ago, I was in the United States, and in the course of my visit there, I had talks, personal talks, with about 60 different people connected with the movement there, connected with the FWBO there. And I was naturally interested to know what it was that had drawn them to the FWBO, especially as some of them, at least, had previously been connected with other Buddhist groups, in some cases for a number of years. Not surprisingly, there were several things that had drawn them to the FWBO, but there was one thing I found that everybody mentioned. In fact, 2/3 of the people I spoke with put it at the very top of their list, I think 2/3 of them. What had drawn them to the FWBO, they said, was its friendliness, its sense of sangha, its sense of community, of spiritual community. It wasn't just that members of the FWBO happened to be friendly sort of people, friendly sort of men and women. It was more that the FWBO actually believed in friendship. It had faith in friendship. It valued friendship. It actually encouraged people to become, to be friends. And in some other Buddhist groups I gathered, apparently friendship was not exactly encouraged. In a few cases it even seems to be discouraged. What was encouraged was faith in the Guru. Even, I'm afraid, blind faith sometimes in the Guru. So, yes, the importance of friendship is well understood in the FWBO. People do make an effort to practice it, to be friends, real friends, true friends, good friends to one another. But obviously, our practice of friendship is not perfect. There's a lot of room, a great deal of room, for improvement. It's not easy to be a real friend to anybody. There are so many obstacles to friendship, perhaps now more than ever. In his talk on going for refuge and spiritual friendship, Subhuti, some time ago, enumerated 7 obstacles to friendship. And in case you've forgotten, these were 1, passivity; 2, impatience; 3, a romantic view of friendship; 4, lack of commitment; 5, sexual relationships; 6, faction; 7, lack of forgiveness. And again, in his talk on Have We Friendship in the Order, Subhuti speaks of 4 areas to which we need to pay positive attention if there is to be depth in friendship. So what are these 4 areas? He enumerates them as 1, immaturity; 2, lack of trust and competitiveness; 3, superficiality in our conception of friendship; and 4, sexual relationships. I don't have time to discuss these obstacles and these areas this evening, so I'll just refer you to Subhuti's 2 lectures, as well as to Subhuti's other lectures on the theme of friendships, the transcripts of which are available and certainly do repay study. I hope, in fact, that one day, in the not too far distant future, Subhuti, I don't know if he's present, but he probably is somewhere, will be able to write a book on friendship. Now, I want to make just one comment. Subhuti has spoken of depth in friendship. I don't remember whether he explained what he meant by depth in this connection. I want to give my own interpretation, with which I hope Subhuti won't disagree too much. Friendship, I would say, is deep to the extent to which it incorporates the transcendental. Or perhaps I should say it is deep to the extent that it is itself incorporated in the transcendental. It is deep to the extent that it is altruistic. It is deep to the extent that it is egoless. Somewhere or other, I do seem to remember, I've spoken of communication as mutual awareness leading to mutual self-transcendence. Deep friendship can be spoken of in similar terms. We can really radiate love only to the extent that we live united. True friendship, we may say, is the efflorescence of egolessness. One more word. Rinpoche speaks of radiating love. But what does radiate mean? To radiate means, according to the dictionary, to emit from a center. But what is a center? We won't get too philosophical here, but a center is the middle point. I'm sorry I have to ask another question, but what is a point? I'm afraid this is just one of my little habits. But what is a point? A point is defined as that which has position without magnitude. We can radiate love only from the middle point of our being. We can radiate love only from egolessness, from shunyata. We can radiate love only from that point within ourselves, single inverted commas, that has position without magnitude.